All right, P1s, it's time to play what we think we know about what they think they know about us. This is our fun Friday bit.
Yeah. Let's do this.
All right. Earlier in the week, I sent out a survey amongst the ticket staff. About 20 people, 10 females, 10 guys.
Big.
And asked them questions about all the ticket hosts and the hosts of our little bad radio. Our contestants joining us from Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. Here he is, the star of Emily After Dark, Bob Sturm.
All right, yeah.
Thank you.
Yay. I feel like he just wrote that intro.
Hello?
I didn't even write it.
Hello?
Hello. Our next contestant is a talk show host from Zanesville, Ohio. Give it up for Dan McDowell.
All right.
Soulmate. Yeah. Yay.
Westlake.
Me.
And our next contestant is a talk show host from Dallas, Texas. You all know him as the biggest Dallas Stars fan in the city, Donovan Lewis.
Thank you. I've been known as that. Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
All right. This game is pretty straightforward. Sent out the survey, got the responses back.
Tom sounds
and
nervous.
You guys, all you have to do is guess what the staff thinks the answers are first for the entire group of ticket hosts.
Okay.
All right.
So each question has two answers.
Yes.
The whole ticket and then just our show.
And then bad radio. You're right. Exactly.
Are people allowed to play along at home?
They sure can if they want to play along at home.
We invite them.
That would be awesome.
All right.
Let's start off.
Listen at home, or are they probably in the car at work? All right, go ahead, Tom.
Right,
I'm sorry. Do not interrupt Tom, because I feel like I can easily take him off track.
Oh, no, there's no doubt about that.
this thing is teetering.
All right, staff, we're going to skip the warm-up questions and go right to question number one.
Oh, okay.
All right. Question number one.
Uh-oh. What? Oh.
Oh.
Sound effects.
Which ticket host makes the most money?
Mm. Oh, wow, we did.
Wow, we're going
we
right.
Skip right ahead.
Right down there, right to third
right
base, huh?
Down there.
Okay.
Which ticket host makes the most money?
Now, are we
okay,
the answer first?
Now, you guys are.
Are we playing
answer.
Against each other? Is this what we're doing?
Right. Each correct answer,
all
you
right.
guys have to guess the number one, the leading answer that the staff
okay.
gave. You each get a point for every right answer.
And we got to guess all staff and then one for us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not
right.
what we think, it's what we think they think we think.
That's right.
All right.
What they think, what we think they think. Yeah.
Okay.
That's
got
right.
It.
All right, Bob, lead us off.
Most money at the ticket. What do they think? Mike Reiner.
Dan?
Yeah, I was going to say Gordo, because I think that's what is true. But I'm going to go with Mike Reiner.
Really? You think that's true?
Ooh. I would guess Gordo. Well, and I would think he deserves it.
He has a better agent. Donovan?
I wrote Mike.
What are you doing with your hand?
All right. The staff's answer was?
Mike.
There you go.
Thank you. Wow.
All sound right. effect.
Nice.
Now woman's voice reading.
Yeah.
Mike.
Now, bad radio. Who makes
Bob.
The most on the show?
Yeah.
Bob.
The answer is?
Bob.
Yeah, right.
We all got them right.
Right, exactly.
Is the game over?
The host. When it came to the host overall, George was next after Mike. Mike got 13 votes. George got 3. Then came Gordo and Norm.
See, Gordo does a good job of making people think like he's this poor little waif.
Like he's an intern.
You know, the poor waif who travels to France twice a year.
Right. How's he do it?
He stows
aboard a steamliner.
Who runs out to L.A. for a couple quick media jaunts, right? For his Channel 8 bit.
He's doing all right.
All right.
All right. Let's go to page 2 real quick. Second question. Who earns the smallest salary?
Donovan.
The ticket?
Oh,
Donovan.
My God.
Donovan.
Yes. Of course.
Donovan.
Bob, what do you think?
This is only because he's the rookie of the station.
Donovan.
But Donovan.
Yeah. Rookie of the station has been around 6 years, but still.
Yeah.
Without a doubt, it's me.
It's a long rookie season.
Yeah. And he's all black and stuff.
Yeah.
This was a no-brainer. The answer is...
I think they know company...
Donovan.
Yeah. Company policy is... I mean, what's wrong with two-thirds of what everyone else makes?
It worked for votes, huh?
All right, now let's move along to which chicken host is the most approachable and good to work with.
Ah, so this is like from salespeople and stuff.
No, it's from a lot of people.
Yeah. All right, most approachable, good to work with.
I'm going Donovan on that one. Look how friendly this guy is.
Yeah, I will go Donovan
I'm going to go off the board. I'm going to say George.
All right, so you're saying George. Yeah. Everybody else said Donovan for host overall. The answer is...
George.
Yes, Donnie.
Thank you. Yeah.
He is a friendly guy.
This was pretty close.
He will never even look into what you ask him to endorse. He'll just do it. So, right. You know, right away.
Well, he's thrilled to get the business. He's the lowest paid at the ticket, right?
Right. Yeah. No, I was talking George. Oh. Donovan's very selective.
Okay, but then on the show.
On which men's club he'll go to.
Most approachable is...
Yeah, on the show it's me. It's not even close.
Oh, it's not. Yeah,
probably me, but I'll go with Donovan.
And the answer is?
Donovan.
Yeah, this is another no-brainer. It was actually, when it came to the station overall, it was pretty close. George got 7 votes. Norm was right behind him at 6.
Customer
Donovan
service, Norm?
At 4. And then Mike Corby and, who was that? Oh, Craig. Craig got 1. I can't even read my own handwriting. Okay,
seems
next
like a
question.
Guy.
So we're not even on the list?
Who is the, no, you didn't get a vote.
Jeez, we've said yes to everything.
Who is the least approachable? And these are pretty much, these are pretty
I'm going to say, overall, I'm going to say Mike.
Yeah, I think. Now I'm starting to get a little paranoid here, though. Mike.
Dan, who do you think?
Let me go to Gordo because of, I think somebody might be intimidated by the great Gordo's aura.
Interesting. Okay, the staff said
Gordon Key.
Oh, wow. There you go.
Okay.
See?
Yeah, all right.
I just feel like those in the sales world and all that kind of stuff know that if they go talk to him, they're going to end up as an 840 bit.
Right.
And he's thinking of how to imitate them right away.
Yeah, that was another close one. Gordo won with 8 votes. Mike was second with 7. Then Corby with 4. And Craig finished up with 1.
Now the least approachable. Radio. We don't even make that list, Bob. The least approachable.
Well, right. I feel like he's.
I'll say least approachable would be me. Then
I'm going to say Dan on the show.
Just because of the same thing, you're just worried about what I'm thinking. You know that I'm not listening to you, and I'm just thinking about what I'm going to say about you behind your back once you walk away.
I know that has been the typical opinion of interns that have worked for us.
I will say Dan.
At first, they're afraid, right?
Oh yeah, they're terrified.
And then by the time they leave here, they realize
friends for life.
They realize this guy is the one you don't want to deal with.
Yeah, this could be me, but. I'll go with Dan.
Donnie, who'd you say?
I said Dan.
All right, and the answer is?
Dan.
Yeah, by a landslide, 11 votes.
Oh, really?
Wow. Oh, yeah.
Congratulations.
Now, Bob, you earned 5 in this category. You earned 5, and then Donnie got 2.
Least approachable, Donnie.
Yeah. Okay, well.
Not unanimous.
I'm just, they're intimidated.
Since this is an election
by black
year.
People.
They clutch their purse a little tighter.
Oh, right.
Since this is an election year, which of the ticket hosts is the most politically aware?
I think this is a landslide also.
I
say
too.
Gordon.
Ooh, I was going to say landslide George.
Wow, I said Norm. Just because he claims to be a fan of politics. Mm-hmm. But you know what? Gordo is a good guy. I'll stick with Norm, though.
All right.
I got George.
The answer is?
Gordon Keith.
Yeah, 14 votes.
Yeah.
Dang it.
I thought that was
right track for the
Look, I watched The Daily Show 14. Also.
Damn it, George is worried about gas all the time.
What, the drilling?
Yeah.
Now, yeah.
To me, this
and
was...
Now he is.
And his own.
Who amongst us is the most politically aware?
I would think they will say Bob.
Why is that?
They would say Bob, and it's not true.
Right,
but
it's not
I'm
true,
go
but
with,
they'll say Bob.
I'm going to go with Bob.
I'm going to say... Yeah.
Although we have a black president, they might go Donovan. Like he might be paying attention to the White House reports.
Yeah, but Donovan's gone so back and forth on his voting.
I'm going to go Bob though. It's just the you're only looking for image and
right.
what people think.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And they're thinking you're walking around with the Wall Street Journal.
Yeah.
Bob.
All right. The answer is
it's ridiculous.
Bob.
Yeah, big time.
It is ridiculous,
votes.
But they say
so
Bob.
So far from the truth, but yeah, Bob took that one.
All right.
All right. Let's move along to which host is most likely to have actually cried a little during the Whitney Houston funeral.
Come on now.
You want to finish this?
We'll finish this question, then we'll take a break.
Okay. most likely to have cried during the Whitney Houston funeral.
If I didn't get all 20, it's
Do
ridiculous.
I have to say anything?
Yeah, it's me.
What a waste of time this question is. Donovan in a landslide.
Yeah. Donovan.
Yeah, Donovan. Top total landslide.
Although, when they talked about the host overall, George was second, just one vote behind Donnie at 6, which is really weird to me. Why would George be so touched by that?
Because he's gay.
Whereas Norm was clapping and happy for some reason.
Right. We got rid of one.
The pelvic thrusting.
They're dying off.
All right, TC, do you have a quick rundown of the scores?
Musicians.
In fact, I do. Donovan leads with 9, Dan has 8, and Bob sucks at this game with 7.
All right, we'll come back here with part 2 of what we think we know about what they think they know about us after this.
Now, back to this wacky game show.
That's right, Dan. Welcome back to what we think we know about what they think they know about us.
Isn't that the Card Sharks thing?
It is.
Love that game show.
Higher, lower,
freeze.
So Tom gave an anonymous survey. Important that it was anonymous.
Yes, it was anonymous.
And
at gunpoint.
They also didn't put their name on it. A survey to the staff here at the ticket to see what they think about us. And now we have to guess what we think they think about us. That's not right. What we think. Right?
Exactly. Right.
Exactly. TC, what's the scoring update?
Still Donovan 9, Dan 8, and Bob 7.
Oh, very tight. All right, guys.
Whoa.
We're moving on to
incredibly
the more...
incredibly tight battle.
Complex and subjective questions.
My thing
questions.
Is, who's going to win?
All right.
It really is. All right, next question. Which host is most likely to have little to no scene control at home?
Corby.
Boy, I'm going to say Dan.
Whoa.
Wow.
The guy who gets his own rental car on vacation with his wife and family?
What they think.
He doth protest too much.
That they think. I'm not saying what's the truth. Oh. I'm going with what they think.
All right, I'm going Jeb.
All right. For all the ticket hosts, the staff said...
Corby.
Yeah. It's another tight one. Corby got 5 votes. Dan was right behind at 4. Followed by
I get
Craig.
My own rental car.
I know. Their perception.
I have my
saying.
Own wing of the house.
I'm with you.
Yeah, you really take a separate vacation from your family, but yeah.
Yeah.
So Dan won.
Like, who has more control than
so
me?
So for our show?
It's Dan.
You'd have to say that, right?
Public perception, though.
Yeah, but they just voted
he just got,
me
he,
second
no,
to Corby.
Corby.
Okay.
For overall, so I'm going me.
Yeah,
I'm voting
you.
Me, but
right,
it's clearly not me.
Yeah, the answer is
Dan.
Yeah, 9 yeah. votes.
You know who it clearly is? Donovan.
With no scene control?
Bob's got like...
Bob does whatever he wants. He goes to England by himself with a bunch of guys. He has
true.
5 man trips a year.
Dude, he's got a bedroom for his mother-in-law.
I have to have total scene control in my household.
Dude, a bedroom for your mother-in-law is genius, because you know why? That means now mother-in-law can stay there and you go do your own thing. They'll just be together.
Heck yeah.
Bob knows what he's doing.
No, I don't.
Now, you just signed a lease for 15 months with someone you barely know.
Well, speaking of another category right. that Bob knows what he's doing about, it's uh-oh. Sex. And these next 3 questions have all to do with
all right.
the real nasty.
Okay.
Which one of the ticket hosts has had to deal with an STD in their past?
I say Mike.
Mike.
Or Corby.
Well,
I go Corb. Nah, I go Corby.
I go Mike.
Mike.
All right. The answer is?
Corby.
Damn
yeah.
it.
Another close one. Corby got 8 votes. Mike right behind at 7.
And then this, for us, I go me?
Yeah, now for the show overall.
Yeah, Dan.
He's admitted to it.
Has he? That's off the air.
Trust tree.
Oh, sorry.
All right. The answer is for the bad
Dan.
Radio.
Dan.
Yeah.
Dan, yeah.
Yeah.
Dan got 9 votes. Donnie right behind him at 7.
Thank you, ladies.
It's all that shake joint talk.
But crabs are not an STD, right?
Yeah, they're an STD.
Yes, they are.
It's not a disease. It's a little animal.
It's a pet.
It's a delicious entree.
Right. You get enough of the legs,
you're
and
just
you're full.
You're adopting.
Get a little butter. Dip it in there.
All right, which of the ticket hosts currently enjoys the seediest sex life? Sex swings, whips, kinky things, stuff like that.
Norm.
Corby. I say Corby.
Norm.
Corby.
It's totally Norm, and it's not close. Everyone knows.
I was indecisive between Corby and Gordon.
Just Norm having Corby. Sex is seedy. But you're right. The perception might be that it's Gordon.
What about Craig?
See, I think it's tight between Corby
and Craig.
And Gordon.
Might be for real, but I don't think the perception of Craig is this clean cut, mild mannered guy. And he hides it well.
I like the Norm vote.
Yeah, let's go. I'm going Norm.
I'm going Corby.
All right. Staff said.
Gordon.
Damn it, I should have went with my first.
I should have gone Gordon.
Should have gone with your son first instinct.
You know what? Just because of all the stuff he throws out there, yeah.
Yeah, seven.
Should have gone with my first
seven
mind.
Votes for him. Mike at 5. Corby at 3. Norm didn't
Norm
show
didn't even
up
make
here.
The list. See, no. I feel like we're 2 inside, Bob. We know the truth.
Yeah, that's the challenge of this game.
You don't think they know about Oil Derek Norm?
Lady Norm.
Norm at his oil shows. All right.
For and then me. We got
us.
Me.
Yeah.
Dan. Yeah. Dan.
All right. The answer for bad radio is?
Donovan.
Big time.
Whoa.
Wow.
The staff thinks Donnie is super seedy. 11 votes.
Jeez.
You're so into the backside.
Bob and
you
Dan,
make that known.
You guys tied with 4 votes each.
So Donnie, the staff thinks you and I have the exact same sexual preferences.
I mean,
so
you
that's
did.
Good.
You guys did have kids around the same time.
We
both
did.
Times.
Just to procreate.
Call each other on the phone.
All right.
Hurry up.
Another sex question. Which of the ticket hosts is most likely to have an affair with a coworker's wife? Not only seedy sex, but real immoral, unethical sex.
I'm going to say Mike on this one.
Corby.
Seedy hugs.
Yeah, I'm going to go Corby.
All right. The staff said...
Mike.
Yeah, thank you.
Darn it.
Thank Mike you. Got 10 votes. Corby got 4. Norm with 3. And then Craig and George got 1.
How do we not rank among the staff?
That's a good thing,
I can
right?
sleep with someone's wife just as well as Mike can.
All right, on our
That's
show.
A good thing, right? Yeah. So is me.
It's got to be Donnie.
I am not morally grounded.
It's me on the show.
It's got to be Donnie.
You think? Yeah. I'm going to vote me.
Okay.
All right. The answer for bad radio?
Donovan.
Donovan, 8
hey,
votes.
Hey, girls.
Yeah.
Hey, girls. Hey.
Donovan's reputation must be sealed amongst the staff.
Yeah. See, but...
Dan, you came in 2nd.
But did Bob get a 3, vote? 6. Bob didn't get a vote at all, did he?
Bob got a vote.
Oh, good.
Bob got a vote. And then a write-in vote for Groobs.
Oh, all right. Nice. How nice? Sweet.
Going after you, Twiggy.
I wouldn't mind if Donovan wanted to have an affair with my wife. That'd be cool.
Yeah. All right, which of the
he's a good guy.
Which Thank of the you. Hosts would make the most attractive woman?
Oh, this is not even close. Corby.
Yeah, Corby. Although Craig.
Craig.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
I didn't even
Craig
think about Craig.
Very,
Craig's a handsome man.
Depends on what you like, I guess.
He's slight, and he has nice small hips.
Give me.
Just grab right onto him.
Give me Corby.
Probably look okay in a Hooters outfit.
He shaves his legs already, right?
Bob, what's your answer?
Corby.
All right.
Give me Craig.
All right. The answer is?
Craig.
Dang,
nice.
Close one. Yeah, those two
nice.
Guys were the went neck and neck. Craig got 8. Corby was
What'd
7
What'd you do,
votes.
Donovan? Who'd you say?
I said Corby.
All right. I won that one.
Right. Okay, how about amongst bad radio?
Donovan.
Me.
For best looking woman?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, the answer is?
Donovan.
Yeah, 17
too,
votes
I'm not
for
proud
Donovan.
Of not too
Everybody
proud of
said
that.
Donovan.
Yeah, yeah, Donovan actually got 2 votes for overall as well.
Yeah, that's more not... So much Donovan, it's more a reflection on Bob and I.
I think so.
And seriously.
Probably look like Medea.
Looking ogre-ish.
Or RuPaul.
I'm so ripped.
Yep.
You know how
yeah,
girl look
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, yeah, you are, dude.
All right, which of the ticket hosts is most likely to be arrested for a serious crime and sent to prison for a lengthy sentence?
Gordon, of course.
Yeah. I'll go Gordon.
I'm going Corby.
All right, the answer is...
Gordon
Yeah,
Keith.
Big time. 13 votes amongst the staff. 4 for Corby. Dan, you got 2. Congratulations.
Oh, all right.
And Mike and Norm got 1. All right, now when they thought about bad radio...
So,
it's Dan.
Dan.
I'm going Donovan because he's black.
Whoa.
Oh, my.
And black people commit crimes and go to prison.
Oh, wow.
My. Yeah, but wait till the feds...
I mean, that's just wait. Something people say.
Really?
Wait till the feds grab your hard drive.
Yeah, it's right. Dan.
They would find nothing illegal on my hard drive, sir. It's all consensual.
In some countries.
And she looks totally 18.
Dan.
Yeah, it's Dan.
All Donovan.
Right. Answer is?
Dan.
Thank
Dan.
You.
Dan, big
Jack
time. 13
ass.
Votes. 13 votes. Donovan, 3rd.
What would I possibly
Donovan
go to
third.
Prison for?
Sorry, got
see?
3 votes.
Except for
Sorry.
Victimless Donovan, crimes like drug use.
I've got 1.
I don't see that... I would have any chance to go to prison.
All right.
You can't have girls in wells, dude. That's not legal.
All right.
Did you see what she was wearing?
She deserved to be in the
Yeah. She tempted me.
All right, guys, staff, we're going to skip ahead a little bit here. And let's go to number 14. Which of the ticket hosts would survive in prison the worst?
The worst?
Norm.
Yeah, who would be the prison bitch?
Well, I said Gordon.
I don't think Norm would do well in prison. Now, you just asked two different questions.
See, I think Bob would do well because he looks mean.
Yeah, you're not.
Donovan
doing
would
well.
Just join all the black guys in there, so he'd be fine.
You know, it's more to me than that. You know,
We're going to hold.
Yeah, think first. Survive the worst in prison.
Craig.
I've said Gordon.
Craig.
Who did you say, Bob?
I say Norm, but I feel like we're being asked two different questions.
How
I
so?
Feel at first it was who would not survive well in prison, like who could not live in there, and then you switched it to who would be a sex object and attacked. Those are two totally different questions.
Are they?
It's all subjective, you know.
Yeah, well,
it's tough.
I'll stick with Norm, but I don't feel like they would want to make Norm as their girlfriend. I feel like Norm.
That's why I thought he survived the best.
Norm, Craig. It's not handicap
accessible. All right, to straighten things out, I added that thing about the prison bitch on my own.
Okay.
The actual question says survive in prison the worst.
Norm.
Gordon.
Craig. All right, the Craig. Answer was?
Craig.
Yeah, 6 votes for Craig.
See that? I know how the staff thinks. That's what I know.
And Norm and Mike both got 2. I can't even imagine Norm and Mike in prison. Okay, amongst our show.
And the rascals.
Survive the worst? Yeah. I said Bob.
Survive in prison the
Bob
worst?
Bob looks mean.
When?
He looks like a skinhead. Look at him. He's 6'8".
Yeah, he's not 6'8".
He's huge. He's huge. He's got a goatee. I don't want to mess with that guy.
And then I look at you
and I get scared. And then you look over at me and you laugh.
Why are you scared of me?
Because you're black. That's mean.
I vote
black
me too.
People are all mean.
God, you need to stop.
And
stop
look at
that.
Him. I'm just saying. I'm just telling you what the staff
it's
thinks.
Bob. It's
yeah,
Bob.
It's Bob.
I'm going me.
All right, the answer is
Dan.
Yeah, Dan, big time. 10 votes for Dan.
You got to understand how people think.
Yeah, Bob got.
I've been trying to tell you guys.
6.
I know.
Only one person voted for Donnie. All right, TC, what's our score?
See,
I'd be
horrible. They look at
in
you,
prison.
And I know, but this is our sales staff.
They think you're Zeus from WWF.
I'm adapting the best or
they
something.
They think you're a badass.
The dude from Friday.
Please.
Keep the image going, dude.
With that answer, Donovan loses the lead for the first time in the game. Dan has pulled ahead with 16, Donovan with 15, Bob with 14.
All right, let's skip ahead to the last question.
What about leave
threes.
The ticket?
I
let's do the leave the
threes.
Ticket.
You want to do the leave
Is
the ticket?
Is that a good one or no?
It's all right, yeah.
All right.
You want to do leave the ticket?
No, I let you run your game.
All right.
Do what you want to do.
Well,
let's end big.
Yeah, let's jump ahead.
Because we have to end.
And we asked everybody on the staff to list what career outside of broadcasting do you think each host
oh my gosh.
Would try. You're no longer in broadcast, not just the ticket. You're not in you're not in radio or TV. What
well,
do you think?
This is going to be hard to
yeah.
guess if 20 people are guessing different professions. You know.
And to add a little bit to this, I want you to guess what the staff thought Dan would be doing. Dan, I want you to guess what you think Donovan would be doing, and Donovan, you guess what Bob would be doing.
Okay.
Should we end with just that?
All right. Yeah.
Who am I guessing?
I'm gonna,
what
I'm gonna,
what the
gonna
most
off.
Popular answer, what Bob would be doing?
All right.
What you
start
said?
With,
we're
gonna,
so who's on first?
You're up first. You will guess what the staff said Dan will be doing.
Right? Dan would be working in the adult industry.
The adult industry.
Like a porn director or something,
yeah,
movie director,
like the
cleaning up the,
like the Tom Arnold character in Sons of Anarchy,
or the fluffer.
What's
well, that's a
fluffer?
A good job.
TC? He'd be more of like a producer.
You've actually got
kind of get things ready.
You know, you've actually you and one staff member were on the same wavelength. One person put he would become a porn czar.
There.
No, but 5 staffers said he would become a comedian.
Oh man, he's
all
funny.
Right.
Yeah, I can
there
see
you go.
That.
Thank you.
All right, Dan.
Like a toy box full of props.
But it's a porn comedian.
Right.
I just kind of remark on what you know, funny things in porn.
Other people thought Dan would become a junkie or a drug dealer.
Oh, how nice.
A farmer. Well, what that's all about.
Drug
a fashion
farmer.
Designer like P. Diddy.
A drug farmer.
Right. And then you would open a school for kids only with only organic food, no clocks, and no rules about cursing.
All right.
We have very strict rules about cursing in my house.
All right, Dan, what did the staff guess for Donnie?
Oh, my thing is Donovan?
Yes.
Darn it, I was thinking of Bob. Donovan would be a club DJ.
You are absolutely correct.
Wow.
People guess some kind of DJ, entertainer, singer, something
wow.
like that.
That's because he's great at it.
Cruise ship entertainer and MC, strip club DJ, lead singer, and backup singer.
Hey, welcome to the stage.
Other people guess Mercedes. He would be a gigolo.
A gigolo? Why are they thinking this about
Four
me?
Four people guessed you would go into sales at either Driver Select or selling shoes at Neiman Marcus.
No one said pimp.
No, he was just to be a gigolo.
Good.
A carpenter or the president?
There is one, two black presidents so far.
Right. All right. Boy, Donnie,
cruise
you have
ship
to guess
dude is perfect.
For Bob. What did the staff think Bob
except
would be up to
for the whole swimming thing?
They said a preacher.
Come on.
A preacher?
He likes God and stuff.
Final answer?
I would think, let me make my guess too, though, for fun. I'm thinking something that has to do with statistics. If anybody. Just your image is this guy that loves numbers and just sitting around reading numbers.
Just,
right.
See,
like an accountant.
Everything he has
I love spreadsheets.
Is broadcasting.
Yeah, give me accountant.
Okay. I want to be a cop. Everyone knows that.
One staffer cop. Said accountant. Another said
somebody did say
cop.
Accountant,
yeah,
huh?
Three people said a coach or a teacher. One person said a cartographer. You need a maps, Bob. Or a sports
maps.
Scout in Spanish-speaking countries. But five people, and this was the consensus, said you would be a priest, pastor, missionary, minister of a megachurch where you could see your own image on
the screen. I have to get bonus points for that and win this whole thing.
Because you're always
to.
Telling us how you want to do
see,
that.
See, who's our
dude,
winner?
I nailed it.
But Dan nailed it too, so Dan wins.
Yay!
Oh, that's right, you did nail it, right?
There you go.
So mate.
Dan knows the staff best.
And this time he's celebrating a title he did win.
All right.
Like last week.
That's right. This day is different. Right. It's 2:55. Good job, Tom.